What up, bitches?
What up?
It's your girl, Maddie Smith, and it's that time of the motherfucking week. What is up? We are back in the, what is it, the 718? 718? Is that where we are? 347?
What's the 917?
There's so many. Oh, but 718, too.
Yeah,
because well, remember the guy I went on a date with had 718 area code on his finger, on his, what are these called? Knuckles.
It's 503.
I, like, I should get 716 for Buffalo.
I want to get 501 for Little Rock.
That shit's chewy as fuck.
I'm going to put 150, just my goal weight.
You can get there.
Damn.
I won't ever forget you.
Okay, so that's fine. That's fine. I'm back. I'm happy to be back. Y'all know I was recording Wild and Out for a fucking month, so I still got that beat playing in my head. I wake up to Nick Cannon over my face. Like,
same.
Y'all ready to Wild Out? So, you know, I had a good time. Unfortunately for you guys, I gave all of my merch to the comedy club staff in Fort Wayne.
No, that's good. What? We have nice merch.
That's what I was thinking.
That's nice.
I gave them t-shirts and crew necks too. I gave them motherfucking.
Now what am I going to wear to work?
What work, bitch?
Cleaning houses.
Once you get to 150, you can have the sweatpants.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have the sweatpants. So anyway, now I'm back. We're chilling. We're grilling. We're in the living room. It's fall. I don't know what the fuck happened.
It's fall, y'all.
All of a sudden.
It's so gross.
I know.
Gross?
I it's hate beautiful.
Fall.
What?
I hate fall. Only because I know what's coming.
I know. Me too. I'm like, you guys are so dumb. It happens every year. You get excited in fall and then winter comes and you're surprised.
I know.
And I'm like, fall just signifies what's to come for me.
Yeah.
I get sad. I get in my feels. Everyone's like, oh, cozy, cozy. Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you.
It's about to be sad.
Yeah.
I love fall.
I love the fall too.
I don't know.
I it's love like, jacket weather.
I just love
I hate
summer.
Sweating.
I love summer because I'll do anything in the summer.
Anything.
You're like, come walk with me to 30th. I'm like, yeah, I'm going.
Easily.
In the fall, it's like a stay home season.
Yeah. 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 Don't ask me anywhere.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Yeah,
I love
not.
That though. It's like,
oh yeah, you like it. Yeah.
So doy.
I guess so.
And the most I've walked around this week is just pacing back and forth. I got a lot of steps in.
Wow. Ooh. Just around the apart?
Just on the phone with my mother.
Walking back That'll and make forth. A girl pace. That'll make a girl pace. Speaking of, you guys got my mom save the dates.
Yes, we did.
For her wedding to Skip coming up in literally a year, one year from.
I can't wait.
Now, that's just going to be popping. I'm going to black the fuck out. I'm going to be riding on Skip. Like, play genuine,
like skip this.
Play pony, yeah. Skip my clit. I'm fucking pumped, dude.
I Are you like in the? Is there a bridal party?
I don't. I'm finna give a speech.
Oh, you're giving a speech.
Right?
I'm blackout as hell.
I'm saying something.
I want you to
Were
ruin
they
the wedding.
Ask you or not?
I'm saying something. If anything, I just want to go up there and roast those motherfuckers. Say some true words from the only person who has met every man in my mother's life. Because all you motherfuckers were not around when we lived
alone
together.
I feel like someone should be on Michael Watch that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll go hang out with Michael that weekend.
Well, maybe he'll stop by. Because my mom is like, you know, my mom's like sexy fun. She'll probably be like, come over.
I know, but then he'll be miserable there.
He'll come for an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a friend maybe there's a lady friend that he could meet.
He has no, and his life has been ruined by two women.
Okay.
Yeah, no
and
more.
He really
so
has
maybe
no
he can
interest.
Just hang out with his daughters.
He can come, totally.
Maybe he can decide to be gay.
He probably I know. I know, totally. I'm excited for that wedding, though.
Yeah,
will be saying a thing or two. I actually just started writing a joke recently about how my house growing up was like a brothel. Mm-hmm. Like there was I met so many men in Janine's life.
Yeah. You ran it. You were with a cigarette.
I ran.
Come
it.
In,
I'm like, your appointment's not until tomorrow.
You and Janine were just in kimonos. Like, come in. She's in the top drawer next to the boudoir.
Literally,
she's in the top
drawer. The top drawer. She has.
You're asleep in the top drawer.
I'm vibrating
Janine
in the top drawer.
Janine closes you in the drawer. When she has men
with
over
a little
like,
wig on.
Yeah,
a
and she has a feather sticking out of her ass. The usual. So that's the thing I'm most excited about. But you guys know we got dates coming up in October. I mean, the biggest thing for me is I'm going to be at Skankfest and I'll be opening for Bert Kreischer.
Yes, ma'am.
In October. So that's in Youngstown, Ohio. Turn up for what? And some other places. So check out my shoot. Mm-hmm. And that's that. Other stuff. You guys got plugs before you start in.
Chiba Chews.
Shout out. We have been chewing on Chiba Chews. Chiba Mason Chews.
Chiba Mason.
Chiba Chews. What's this? What's the chew? What's the chew? That's a good segment.
What's the chew,
Caroline?
So basically, I'm not chewing gum right now, but
we have to announce to our listeners we're not chewing ever.
Don't worry.
I know. That's why I didn't bring snacks today.
They just hate when women eat. That's what it is. They're like, don't eat. Women.
I would turn off a podcast if someone was smacking.
Oh, I don't mind. No, it makes me fall asleep.
When we got that GoPuff, and I knew that I wasn't supposed to be snacking, but when you're high and the GoPuff comes,
and
you're
got
like,
the zaps.
They won't hear it. They won't, and they're like letting it melt in your mouth because you don't want them to hear it.
They're just jealous that they're not hungry.
I told you. I said, Michael. I thought Michael was going to hate us more because he had to edit it.
Yeah.
I was more worried about him than the audience.
Right. I liked it.
And the audience was like, that's not it, girls.
Michael's probably like, at this point, I've seen it all.
He's got cats licking
the roof. His ankles while he edits.
They're all floating around him like when you go to like Honey I Shrunk the Audience and like the mice float around you. That's Michael and his cats.
When Michael edits the podcast, he has to hold his Nicolas Cage below. Aww. He's like,
fuck. Caroline, what's going on with Chiba Chew?
So we have tried over what are they called? The trifectas. Mm-hmm. So it's like a 1-to-1-to-1 ratio of CBD.
They're good.
CBD
THC else in there. CBN. Oh my god.
Was
I should know this.
No, cannabinoid.
It's like three different cannabinoids.
Yes.
Cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids.
But anyway, they're wonderful. They're cannabinoids.
Cannabidoing.
Cannabidoid.
Talk to me until I've had my Chiba Chew.
Okay, let's fucking go.
So basically, we've been eating them. I'm out of all of them. I ate them all. Like,
me too.
They're super mild, so you can kind of like,
it can be a daytime treat.
Have one, go about your day.
Yes.
You know, do a little bit of experimenting. There's nothing like a like jolt of weed to make you not suicidal. Yes.
I was popping it like right after I get done with a show. I'll just pop it.
Oh, that's fun.
And have it for my walk home.
Yeah. And then just like
get home,
breathe
high as
out. Yeah. Reflect on your day.
They gave us the happy taffy, and boy, was I happy.
Yes. That's what it's called.
They gave me the
happy. They seem happy.
They did. I was like, oh, I can do anything. I cleaned my whole house.
Why is it that now when I get high, I just want to like get my life together?
When I'm high.
I want to do tasks. I want to do errands. I want
to
clean.
I love to clean.
Because you're not being mean to yourself in your head. You're like, oh, life is great. Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, let's pick some shit up.
Yeah.
Man, I used to be depressed. Mm-hmm. I think I'm fine now, but there was a second there when I could not pick up any items.
No.
I could not lift an item to the fucking place where it belonged.
I think these ones have caffeine.
It'd be like that.
The thing is,
not that I'm any that much better, but
One thing makes a difference,
right? That's the thing.
I went to the post office,
which can be hard. The post office will take a fucking. I need a nap.
I was discussing with my roommates. They just take their sweet time. I guess I would too if I was a worker.
Right, a postal worker, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But they take their time. I'm like, let's go.
But they're working for the clock. They're not working for like no compensation
for me.
Or like you know like people I know. Don't even. I don't know.
They're, I've started to be more like a postal worker at work.
Here you
totally. House
take my time. I just take my time. I'm just like, okay, put it in the email. I'll get to it sometime.
When I get to it.
I've been taking my time as well with some items too.
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
I think we're allowed.
Yeah.
Once you realize you're allowed.
It's anti-girl boss.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
I'd be asking for extensions on deadlines. Yeah.
As we should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bitch. Mm-hmm.
I'm sleepy.
I'm going to look ugly on stage if you keep giving me stuff to do.
Also, I don't have an empire.
Right.
So might as well just chill.
Work smarter, not harder.
Thank you, Chrissy Teigen.
Anyway, thanks,
Christine Teigen.
What's going on over here? What do we got for our topics?
So top on the list is
Top of the list.
Top of the morning. Top on the docket.
Murdering.
Crushing absolutely in those green destroying. Pants.
I know. I think it's
you look like a leprechaun.
Top of the list, yeah.
I forgot to mention I took my chair back from Ashlyn. New season, new me. Mm-hmm. I'm married to my career now, which means I'm back in the Drew Barrymore chair.
I love it.
So Ashlyn, tut tut over. But I will make an announcement. Guess what I did, you guys? Guess what I did?
What'd you do? What'd you do?
Stuart's gonna be really happy. Bought a new couch.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
I bought a new couch.
What's it look like?
It's green.
You I know love a green couch. Sit on green.
Why? She's gonna look good.
I always wear green.
She is not gonna look
good. Redheads look good in green.
Shut up. This is fucking beige as hell.
I love this against the wall. I have a green couch.
Yeah, I think it's gonna look really cute. It might look like yours. Caroline. Hopefully you don't think it's
purple.
Mine's dark though. It's dark, I think.
Yeah.
Like your chair?
I might have to get a different something over here. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys.
Oh, I can't wait.
I think the beige doesn't pop. And that was my wild and out gift to myself. I bought it on my phone. Isn't that hilarious?
I just bought the future on my phone.
Yeah.
The future.
Yeah. Bought that shit on my phone.
That's a good song.
So that'll be here in a month. What up, bitches? Studio time. Mm-hmm. We're building the set.
You know? New set. We're getting a dartboard.
We're building.
Get some billiards.
Oh man. Anyway, what topics do we have? What's the 411?
So Costco announced that they'll be keeping their $1.50 hot dog and soda combo
forever,
inflation.
For the people. By the people.
Dude, the Costco cafeteria.
Slice. I've never eaten at Costco.
It's good.
Pizza is a quart. The slice is this big.
Oh my god!
And it's got that burnt cheese on it. $1.50.
And they have like outdoor furniture inside, so you sit at like under an umbrella in a warehouse
with those plastic chairs that like bend under you.
Yeah,
that they're not movable. And you're eating a piece of pizza
under an umbrella
and a hot dog, and they got a chicken ranch roll up that's in like bread.
Ooh,
I've had that.
That sounds
my ex lover and I went on a date there once. It was quite magical, actually. And then they also have soft serve. They have soft serve too.
What?
It's all so fucking cheap. I'm telling you, bitches are gonna start going to the Costco cafeteria.
That's a spot.
Act like they discovered it.
TikTok's gonna be there. It's gonna be like a Y2K. It's gonna be the new Dime Square.
Yeah, it is. Costco is the real Dime Square.
Right.
They're gonna gentrify it.
So have you guys ever had a Costco hot dog?
I have.
Yes.
It slaps.
It's good.
It slaps.
Is it huge?
It's so cheap. Yeah, that's why it's
you can't really mess up a hot dog, right?
Mm-mm. And like, even if you burn it, the hot dog's good.
I know.
Because it's like in between the bread and then you put like the ketchup and the mustard. Like
and it explodes in your mouth when you bite the skin.
That black skin. Oh, yeah. I mean on the hot dog. That black skin is like fucking fire.
Crunchy.
Charbroiled hot dog.
That black tip. I mean the hot dog.
It's that girth, I mean, it's worth it. I'm trying to think of any more.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Burnt to a crisp.
It's those mustard. Warm buns.
Those buns, spread them.
Spread them, bitch. Spread them, bitch, and soak them with my condiments. Anyway, it's pretty good. Okay, so that's good news for me. There's a Costco in Astoria, so I'll be sure to never go.
I mean, you kind of have to. The thing that sucks about Costco, I feel like we talked about this, like, it's like with last week or last time, it's like, you have to have a house and a car.
I can't. There's nothing like.
A city does not cut it with the Costco.
Why would I buy 500 billion servings of trail mix?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm never home.
It's too big
proportions. I've been eating out of the same chia seed bucket since 2008.
Yeah, same.
And I still have the same trail mix from Trader Joe's from like 4 years ago.
Yeah, and never seems to go down.
Right.
And now I just have moths eating at every item in my fucking home.
That and BJ's. When you buy romaine from BJ's.
Wait, what are you talking about? Hold on a second.
Blowjob. They never end.
Hey, we were talking about
they
nuts
never end.
And the trail mix, not real nuts.
Still the same dick in
my
mouth.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. That and BJ's. Ugh. Man, it's not
still
even
still have
it.
The same cum
you
in
need
my
a house for a BJ.
No, but you do, though. Because you got to be able to run to the next room and never look him in the eye again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can you pass
you
me that
be able
matcha
to
latte? What were you going to say about BJ's?
You got to run into your master bedroom bathroom and spit.
Right.
Yeah.
I was gonna say you fucking buy a pack of romaine. It's like 9 heads of romaine.
You can't make the salad.
You're like, I was craving a Caesar salad. You're like, I'm trying to do tacos tonight. I'm not starting a sweet green.
Yeah.
It's literally like wholesale fucking items.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's for adults.
It's for Mormons.
That's for that's for boomers. That's for adults our age who live in the Midwest who have three kids.
Or that's like my grandma, like completely stocked fridge and pantry hasn't used any of it.
Hasn't
three
eaten in
freezers.
Years.
Mm-hmm. Hasn't eaten in years.
Hasn't eaten in years.
People waiting for the apocalypse.
Steaks just marinating in the freezer.
Right.
Just marinate.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm gonna say something about the apocalypse. When that shit happens, I'm literally just gonna off myself.
Mm. I don't have survival in me.
No, I don't have no interest in fighting.
Mm. Like,
if we lose like the internet, I can't just exist knowing I once had Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
I gotta
to me.
See what apocalypse it is first, and then I will see if I can make it or not.
What do you mean, like?
Like
what?
If it's a zombie apocalypse, I'm like, I could probably I'll kill make myself. It.
Really?
I could kill some
Absolutely
zombies.
Absolutely not. No.
I could
no.
get to like the fifth they season so of the apocalypse.
I would lay right down and be like, "Come get me, boys."
I would lay for the zombie, and I would just be like, "Start with my pussy." Yeah.
They'll find me head down, ass up.
Yeah, right? If you're gonna eat me, you might as well feel good at first.
Yeah, I'd be like, eat it with the panties. Eat it with the panties on.
Hey. The zombie's like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna come.
Bloody.
Anywho. I don't know why no one ever thought of that. Like on The Walking Dead, just like start with the. You know what I mean? But you know,
ass up, yeah. face probably, down,
or titties too. Speaking you know, get a little tits. Nipple play. Oh, that'll get me wet hurt, in a second.
Ow. Immediately.
I know, but sometimes like a little can really
a little nip.
Yeah, a little like I like a little pinch.
Yeah, but zombies you ain't
do.
Pinching.
Yeah, you don't like a little pinch of the nipple?
I don't love the pinch, but it does happen to me constantly.
Oh. You have I actually don't nipples. Love the suck. Pinchable? I don't like the suck. I feel like it's so suck. Dramatic and they're yeah. down there like.
No, the suck is a little. Like,
bro, chill.
The suck is like, a little oh, mama. It's like mommy. It's for Jewish boys for sure.
Oh my God, and you're down. You're just like.
You're like, what do I do
suck
here?
Suck is a little more like.
Like rub their head.
Right. Yeah,
you're like, what do you do? Like,
and
what
then he's like, oh my God.
The like, pinch, I just feel like I'm like dude. Thomas the like, Train. And they're like,
I like a little like, more so wow. than a suck. But the suck, it always feels like it's for them more than me. It makes, because they think it feels better for us. So they're yeah. performing.
Yeah.
In a way so that's like, look how good I am with this nipple.
Yeah.
The pinch, though, cannot be like awkward and too hard.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
No.
Like,
no.
Like, you know what's a good pinch? It's like between the two fingers.
Oh, that's fire.
Like, when it goes,
like a cigarette. Fire.
Oh.
I also like a good
you
pinch.
Need to give lessons.
Like, I also like a good pinch that's like your bra is still on, but they're going in.
Uh-huh.
And they do that through the fingers. You're like, that. I'm literally acting like Jim Carrey today. It's the pants. But
it's like the
that's
mask.
What that's that shit I like.
Yeah.
But
that's that shit I do like.
But what is that?
A
Chief
song?
Keef. Right? Uh-huh. Is that Chief Keef?
I don't know what that
is. The Chief
I like that shit. If it's in your mouth, if you do a tongue flick, that's fire.
Like
blah, 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 blah. But the whole like whole mouth on that shit, you're like, bruh.
Like a little bite.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
mean a whole mouth. Like,
well, sometimes I need to be woken
I don't need
up.
That.
You know, they need to be perked back to life.
Yeah.
That's how, that's, I'm like, okay, right. after that, I'm like, all right.
Is that off, why they do the pinch?
Off me. Off,
oh.
Off, off.
Yeah, no, you're like, dude, stop. Seriously. Ew.
Is anybody
speaking of nipples.
Or do, like, if they're sucking on your tits, if the breath stinks, you're like, oh, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Your breath doesn't smell that great today.
Right.
I'm not hooking up with
Wait.
Someone whose breath smells.
But if there's down, but they're down there.
Okay. But, like.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Like, the once they're down there.
I mean,
then you smell the breath from up there.
Wait, you can smell it on your titty or something?
Well,
like the dried up breath? Is that what you're saying?
Like the slobber?
Like, whoa. We are jumping to
what
too
you
many things.
Are you talking about when you like lick something and you can tell your breath smells?
Yeah.
So you're saying that would be on your titty?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gross.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Wait, but I wouldn't make it. I would make sure their breath smelled
Maddie's
better.
Foot is in my face right now. So I don't give a shit what anyone's breath smells like if they're sucking on my titties. You literally just put your foot.
Oh,
there's what? A hairball.
Oh, dude, these socks collect hair. I don't know why. I swear to God,
you
they just came out of laundry.
Yeah.
So these are my
She thought taking off
outdoor-
the sandals helped.
These are my I'm an outdoorsy girl socks.
They're very outdoorsy
yeah, I'm like,
girl.
I even high.
These are very Mr. Rogers.
I'm like, I love water.
Yeah.
What's our next topic?
Anybody have an Algene?
Speaking of nipples.
I talked about titties for a long time.
Did you guys see that teacher in Canada?
Oh
with
my
the
God.
Prosthetic?
Okay, so she's a trans woman,
this.
Right?
Yes.
And she came in with
outrageous.
The biggest jugolas I ever saw in my life.
I had heard about this and I was like, all team, like, these kids need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Have fun. But I didn't look at the photos. I didn't look.
Yeah, they're insane.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I grew up with crazy teachers. Like, this would be so fun if a teacher also it's wood shop class, which a how is she not cutting off? Once I saw a picture of the tits though,
how
they
she,
are insane.
They are insane.
This,
and how do you walk around a
erect.
Wood shop without knocking
that's
it
yes.
down?
She's gonna cut it off.
There's like oh
I think it's a lawsuit
cutter, a wood cutter, a saw.
Did like, you see the pictures of her like trying to operate the thing? She has to be like this
she's
out
gonna
here.
Pop that shit
she's
open.
Gonna break her back.
But it's
all you have to do is send a paper airplane right into one and it'll pop
and it'll pop. They're prosthetic though, so she puts those on every day.
Tyra Banks fat suit.
You
yeah.
can't. Oh. I feel like those.
I don't know.
Jeffrey Tambor should play her in a movie.
the way
that's hilarious.
The way they put this article, like the name, like the title of the article, I'm like, oh my god, like
what
trans
was the title?
Woman teacher, like
dress not, code.
This is to piss Republicans like, off.
And then
it was Daily Mail though.
And
which
then,
is,
but then you like
it pissed me off. That's awesome. It pissed me off.
You flex. Read the article, but then you look. You're like, oh, this sounds like right. fucked up. And then you see the pictures, and you go,
ooga.
You go, how could anyone learn?
But I.
But you it's workshop.
But could
no,
you
but
imagine?
Still, that's dangerous. Yeah. That's fucking dangerous.
Wood. Shop.
I think I will
it's
say.
I'm gonna get that wood cut.
It's
know
a,
what I'm saying
it's a loss. Like I feel like this woman's like. There's so many different ways she can get a lawsuit going and sue the school and walk
it's
out
like
with a
million
dollars.
It's like that bitch was driving in the HOV lane.
But the yes, school's supporting the her.
She's trying to get some fucking
it's like half and half. Some of the students are like, I can't concentrate.
But the school board's supporting
her. The boobs are too big. Some students are like, we just want to learn.
Yeah.
I'm like, you fucking nerd.
I'm like, now
nerd,
you're dumb.
Loser.
Loser.
Go suck on them titties you if you know what's
virgin.
Up. Yeah, you're a loser. Once you get some pussy, you'll know.
Gay.
Homo. Dude, you're a fucking pussy.
But I would be distracted. I would be staring at them.
Could you imagine? Yeah.
But she's probably that crazy teacher. You know, I had crazy teachers
yeah,
who would do random shit and like we would just loll the whole class. And these kids that are protesting are nerds.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if a male teacher had like prosthetic nuts? It was just like the biggest bulge. Like he just had like two balls.
I think I had a teacher with that.
I had a director in a play once with the biggest balls
okay,
ever. And
I had a band director whose nuts always sat
sat
at the
desk?
Edge of his khaki. Like you yeah, could see like
could
them
see
the, right in his khaki and he'd be like and his nuts would go with the
teacher.
Rhythm. Oh, always the gym teachers too.
Yes,
with their
the imprint. The his, imprint in the sweatpants.
In the sweatpants.
The sweatpants and their fucking bubble butts. Like
and his name was Mr. Wiener and he was an Elvis Presley impersonator.
No.
This is where I went to school.
Yeah. I had impersonators in my hometown.
Yeah, yeah.
You never told me you had a gym teacher who was an impersonator.
Yes, Mr. Wiener.
Okay.
And he used to he used to limp and his balls would just fucking move in those dark blue
always
sweatpants.
Like Adidas.
Is that what they do, gay?
Absolutely.
Adidas with the buttons all the way up.
Champion.
Yeah.
Probably
champion.
Smells so bad.
Always
oh
like
this
the,
probably
always
reach.
The fresh Asics. Like brand new Asics. Brand new fucking like Adidas Dick Sporting Goods shit. I ever told you guys my gym teacher who was a lesbian, I ran into her while she was working at the Apple store. I told you that, right?
You got embarrassed.
Yeah.
You that's when your homophobia started.
Yeah. I looked like that emoji that was just like what's our next topic?
Is Giorgia Meloni claims victory to become Italy's most far-right prime minister.
Nice.
The Italians are taking it back.
That's like Meghan McCain tweeted today, everyone wants a powerful woman until they get a powerful conservative woman.
I know.
And I said, me when I make more money than the guys I date, but still make them pay.
Oh. Who's calling? We have a caller.
Spamorous.
Someone's calling it. Someone's calling into the show.
Yes, take it. They're going to book
it for
you.
The pod.
They're booking you. Hi, is this Maddie Smith? We would like to book you for our next scam.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second. I love scams.
Scam risk.
I love scams. Dude. Yeah, far right lady.
Yeah, I mean, they're crazy.
Whatever. I don't know.
Italians
don't know.
Are
also,
your people.
Meghan
speak
McCain.
On this.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they're fucking nuts. I mean, what? I'm like, they always, like, I feel like go too far.
Yeah.
It's nice
they're
to
so
have
so dramatic.
They want the women to be.
It's giving Ursula.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be totally honest with you guys, I don't know anything about what's going on in politics outside of anywhere other than where I live.
It's mostly
I have no
shit.
Idea what's going on in Italy. I have no idea what's going on anywhere. Brexit, I don't know what's going on.
Well,
there's a new prime
yeah.
minister of England, right?
What's that?
Did you
yeah,
know
there's
the queen
a new
died?
Woman.
The queen died. I knew that.
Okay. Queen died.
I knew that.
Then you're good.
But I don't know anything
else. Did you
know
Meghan Markle was black?
What?
She doesn't even know. She doesn't even know she's black.
That's crazy.
Did you see that tear?
That
I
was
totally
iconic.
Thought she was just tan.
Actress.
I was
like, actress.
Yeah. I mean, Italy's, they're kind of nuts. I feel like I hope nothing weird happens.
Right. I'm pretty sure what happened in Italy was they saw like our whole big deal with abortion. And they were probably like we want abortion. Because Italians and Irish do not.
Yeah.
What Catholics. Well, the Catholics,
they with
don't,
abortion.
They like don't want sin. Abortion. They don't like birth control. And that it's really making them decline in popularity.
Yeah.
Because the younger generation wants to be on birth control.
That's right.
That's an impression of my mom.
I did think this
I was going to say you sound like Janine.
It's the Catholics.
That's right.
It's the Catholics.
Dude.
I did think this woman was beautiful. Oh, wait, sorry.
No, yeah, she's pretty. Ahead. She's a pretty woman.
I thought she was beautiful, but she looks like an Italian version of a conservative.
Like a Meghan McCain.
Our conservatives look so crazy, but they're so beautiful that she looks like a
our
beautiful
conservatives
version.
Are beautiful.
Have you seen
the high up ones?
Young
yeah.
Ann Coulter, yeah.
But the ones that aren't high up are disgusting.
Have you seen
Ann
Meghan
Coulter
McCain's
in the impeachment?
Yeah, but then you got Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh, for sure. There's always going to be uglies. I mean, look at Elizabeth
McCain.
Warren. No, I'm kidding.
Meghan McCain trying to be.
Okay. Meghan McCain is hot.
I can't even laugh because I've been in that hairstyle at Wild N' Out.
I know. You literally
so
have.
So I cannot
you
laugh.
Meghan McCain.
Oh, by the way.
You think Ann Coulter is hot?
And younger, yeah. When she was younger. Now she's 60. Yeah. And yes, I still think she's hot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. She looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Really?
Yeah, she's hideous.
I don't want to get canceled for saying she's hot because I know.
Oh, who cares?
Well,
we've said worse things.
She's I know.
She wants to marry Amy Harmer.
She's very Patrician looking.
Amy Harmer?
Looking.
No, Army Hammer.
Amy Harmer.
Amy Harmer.
Caroline,
daughter.
What other topics
I would marry
do we have?
Army Hammer still to this day.
This summer has been hell for flight attendants.
Okay.
Did you read the story?
And also, Rihanna's performing at the Super Bowl.
Let's talk about Rihanna.
Yeah. Is anything more exciting?
I know. I'm
that's
like,
more important than Italian politics.
Can I see what else we have?
Beyond Meat.
Oh, Beyond Meat.
You're not speaking
that's
into the...
Concern. Let's talk about Rihanna. That's exciting.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
Wait.
Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you ever love.
What's your favorite Rihanna song?
I cannot wait to see Shut Up and Drive. Shut Up and Drive.
But you don't even... What that's songs gonna so is she going to do? She has so many hits.
Umbrella.
Like Umbrella.
Really?
She has to do
Panda Replay.
Panda Replay.
She's never done the Super Bowl before?
No.
She has to do
She's featured.
Replay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. She with her Kanye.
It goes one by one, even two by two. When that song came out,
I remember
some juju that came through me that was like, I think that I might be from Barbados.
The anti album.
Is she from there?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
She's got like a nice
Barbados.
Body.
Mm-hmm. I loved Unfaithful. And I know
so you know I'm faithful. And it kills him inside to know that I am happy with someone.
That was a good song.
I like, I like,
she's not gonna do
and
that though.
You can be like,
you were feeling yourself.
Wanna play like a violin.
When are you doing the Super Bowl, Maddie?
No, seriously, I could have done the weekend show, but I like that
in
song.
A bandage,
and then I
mask.
One of the people, right?
The other song that I also was like Desperado.
Oh yeah, that's so good.
Sitting on a code, it made a battle.
So good,
dude. That's gonna be fire.
I don't think she's gonna bring anyone on.
Definitely.
Who do you think she's bringing on? Chris Brown.
Oh.
Imagine. Wait, the world would
but they
stop.
Reconcile. They've actually
they've
like,
reconciled.
They've reconciled.
I thought you said something.
That'd be crazy.
Y'all can suck my
that'd
dick.
That'd be crazy. But that would make every person who has not reconciled with their ex feel shitty.
Yeah.
You'd be like, if she can bring him up, then why am I being so petty?
I should just text him.
I should just text him. How are you?
Even though he beat the shit out of me.
Oh, God.
Mentally and physically.
Chris Brown, that's too bad because he was, when he was good,
through the night.
He was a really good dancer.
Oh, one,
he
two, is. Three, four. That's my favorite song.
And then I said, when that that's came out.
Oh, yeah.
Every boy was saying, yo.
Oh,
I was
know.
Like, enough. And that's why I'm gay.
Chris Brown will be 40 years old and he's like, I'm only 16. Oh
<my God. laughs> But can I get your number?
Every song he's like, and I'm just a boy 15. Like, yo, Chris Brown, I get it. You're young.
That song to have you saying I can't be 16.
I can't be 16.
Funny.
I love
what?
It.
What MILF is
so
like, you
confident.
Cannot be 16.
So confident.
While he's sucking on my tits. You cannot be 16.
Chance the Rapper came to Wild N' Out.
How was he?
Just like chill.
He's really like humble, right?
Yeah, he's chill. He's nice.
Yeah.
So indie. He's indie.
I feel like, right?
Or I don't think he's indie.
Doesn't if he... one more label tries to stop me.
Yeah, like label-wise, he does his own thing.
Yeah.
Oh, if you, that's what you meant by indie. Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. Right. Independent.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's an independent GDI. Girl.
He's God Miss Independent, him. Miss Self-Sufficient.
Oh.
Yeah. Another great song.
I love that song.
Kelly Clarkson should.
If she did the halftime show.
Yeah.
She should open...
Since you've been gone,
I can't leave for the first time.
Everyone rushes the stage.
The gays are loving Kelly Clarkson right now. She's like having a huge.
Her talk show's good. Her, yeah. She laughs like this. Big hands.
She's having a huge big, comeback.
Big pea plum shirts and like.
Maddie and calls me. She's she like, loves it. She's like, dude, I love watching Kelly Clarkson's show. Have you ever seen it? I'm like, no. She's like, she's good. You know, she has questions. She laughs like you.
Yeah, she does.
That's a good laugh.
It's awesome. Dude, she's about to save TV, I think.
Yeah. I think so.
All right. What's our last topic before we...
Wait, Beyond Meat. Yeah. The Beyond Meat COO got arrested.
Bit someone's
for,
nose
for
off.
What?
He was craving meat so much.
The Arkansas football game.
He's iron deficient.
He was just hungry.
I was saying, if you eat Beyond Meat your whole life, you're going to snap and eat a person.
Nose. Nose meat.
You should have bit some of mine. I need some taken off.
I know, me too.
Okay, so what happened? Why did he bite some of mine?
So basically, it was like over in a parking garage, mm-hmm. like a Subaru, like kind of ran into his tire.
A lesbian.
And you know, he was like,
women can't drive, right?
No, they can't. If I get a woman Uber driver, I cancel.
Yeah.
It was a Subaru.
I'm not wasting because bitches miss exits.
So
bitches mix exits.
Or they'll be like, I get in, I go, what do you identify as? Yeah. A woman. All right. And then I get out.
This is actually my stop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you'll get a woman and she'll be like, I'm not really sure. Should I take this? I'm like, bitch, I don't know.
Follow
you
the
pick
screen.
One. And
they're
I'll
always
with
like, do you want me to be the bitch? Oh, make a decision.
I've had two great Uber drivers that were women though. And it was just not safe. But it was, I got there on
right.
time, you know?
Right, right.
So I was like,
totally.
5 stars.
I had a girl in Atlanta be like, is this the way you usually go? And I was like, I don't live here.
I don't fucking know.
Follow the map, right?
You know, I
right.
usually take the RFK Bridge in right. Queens because I don't live here.
Okay.
Yeah, so he got out of his car. He punched a hole through the window through the back hatch of the Subaru or something.
He was blackout probably as well.
And... threatened to kill the person, started punching the person. The person got out of the car.
Man or woman person?
Man.
A man.
Okay.
So he started punching
that
him.
That would be really bad.
And,
that would be really bad.
Yeah. And then was like, I'll fucking kill you.
Oh.
And bit their nose, tried to bite, I think, bit a chunk. Like, that is insane.
After Arkansas won, I'm like, why are you mad?
Something else happened. I mean,
that's not how you kill someone,
Caroline,
though.
What else happened?
I don't know.
We don't have the footage.
Something else happened.
But
though.
No, I'm saying to react like that to like a guy.
Oh, he's just an angry man.
Yeah. But it's crazy. And yeah. He used to work at Tyson. So I'm like, oh, he's got
and
a lot
McDonald's.
Of, he's seen some shit.
Yeah, he's got hormones in
and McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are we trusting him with Beyond
He's no
meat?
Stranger
oh,
to abuse.
That meat is just meat. All these vegetarians are eating meat.
Also,
and he's saying it's Beyond. No, he's
also,
just hiding what's happening.
The stock of Beyond Meat has gone
plummeted
way down.
Way down.
Used to be worth like $13 billion. Now it's down to like $1 billion.
I never had Beyond Meat.
I never had it. It freaks me out.
It really freaks me out.
It freaks me out. I'd rather just have a burger or just like a chicken salad.
Or not. Yeah.
I go for
you know
the meat.
What I mean?
No hetero.
Yeah. I don't want a food that tastes like meat. That freaks me out more than meat.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of
obviously
additives.
It's good for the climate.
I just thought this was shocking. This happened in Arkansas because we're normally. Oh, how to do?
Yeah.
This is a Philly situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like a Buffalo Bills.
It was a Northeast guy came in and tried to table slam and they're like, oh, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to hit you.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I don't think he's a native to, or is he?
Nobody's lived there forever.
He was grown in a lab.
Because Tyson's been there. He's lived there forever. But yeah, maybe not a native.
Mm. Right.
But native.
Maybe he was projecting.
Maybe. Well, let's go to our first segment. What do you guys think? Speaking
I think
of,
good.
I want to get synced up. What's up? Okay, Anyway, so we always get the pod kind of started with a question to get us all tied up together. All right, so fall is here. We're feeling cozy. We're feeling fun. Back to school.
Cozy.
Today's question, what's everyone's favorite school subject? We're crazy for this one.
Workshop. We're crazy for this question.
Workshop. That's my favorite.
Why, Ashlyn? You got someone to see there?
You like more so the hatchet shop.
What do you mean? What's a hatchet shop?
Yeah.
You know what a hatchet is?
No.
Hatchet that, wound?
What's a hatchet wound? Like a vagina?
A pussy?
A vagina.
Oh, because of the slit? Mm. Oh, I've never heard that.
You haven't heard that?
That's a very...
I think people say that.
Hatchet in wound? Arkansas? Is
I've
that what
never
they say?
Heard that.
Maybe.
I like that.
Maybe in Arkansas, if you're in a Subaru, you'll say that. You'll say, let me your hatchet baby wound. Girl, when we get home.
My favorite school subject, I don't know. I guess English.
Yeah.
English art history.
Wait, no, but I fucked so hard with like music in high school.
Me too.
Band and chorus.
I put English and music.
Oh my God, I'm the same person. Yeah, it was English, music, like social art.
Did you have
art? Social studies was easy, but I just really liked being in chorus.
Yeah.
Singing.
I don't think you sang once on this episode.
Wait, I'm doing an impression. I'm doing an impression. Oh, say, can you see?
Fergie?
Yes,
oh, Fergie.
By the dawns.
She's so insane for that one. I guess I liked
everybody
art history.
Everybody was like
English.
Laughing.
That was crazy. We all thought it was a bit.
It might have been.
We all thought what she was doing.
We all thought it was
she hosting SNL?
That was crazy.
Yeah. She was trying to get some views, for sure.
Yeah, I always liked the performing arts.
Mm-hmm.
So
gym was fun because you could be goofy and the popular girls were in your class, and that was where you could be and show your skills in front of them, and they would laugh at you. Because gym equalizes everyone. Mm-hmm. We're all losers. We're all wearing the uniform.
They called me train. Remember I told you guys?
Right. That
I
sucks.
Hated gym.
I made the girls laugh.
I loved gym,
but we didn't really have outward bullies. They were more just like snicker, like over there.
Right.
And you'd have to
that's
like,
worse.
They're probably talking about me, but I can't really care.
Yeah.
Because bitches are rude as fuck.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah. Girls are mean.
They're especially
so
in high
mean.
School.
So mean.
I know.
I was probably on the bullying side more so.
Yeah. Totally.
I would flip flop.
Yeah, me too.
I'd flip flop.
Wait.
And then I'd be like, guys, seriously, stop. And then I'd be like, did you see what the fuck she was doing?
I sent this to Ashlyn, but there was going to be a debate or a Bad Bunny class in
yeah.
a class.
In San Diego,
yeah,
right?
In San Diego at so a college. They're going to have a Bad Bunny
it.
Class.
I'm getting my prosthetic. I'm getting my nut prosthetic.
And NYU added Alana.
With a bowl.
Yeah.
You're the TM.
That's interesting.
With my bulge.
And NYU
and
has
I'm gonna
a lot
of those pants.
Bro, pull through
the
bitch.
Bulge is gonna be there and there. It'll be your titties down there.
What
and
Lana Del Rey at NYU.
And Lana NYU's.
I don't know.
Lana.
Those are not my favorite subjects. I'll tell you that.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's a reach.
That's too much.
When I was in college, I was into like anthropology and shit like that.
Women's
studying people. I took a class on disabilities in college, believe it or not. I'm actually.
Oh,
that's good to learn about yourself.
And you the first day, the PowerPoint is a picture of me. I'm like.
And it's like, don't say the R word.
Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute.
Comedian Maddie Smith says the R word yet again.
Wait, was that the wrong word? Did I fuck that up?
My favorite subject was math.
Really?
I like math because it doesn't change.
Yeah.
I hate English because it's like
it's the same bear, in every country.
Bear, right? Where it's like, what are we talking about? I fucking hate English. Mm-hmm. I hate the fact that fucking kernel is like not spelled. You know, it's like
Colin reading out loud or pronouncing the word wrong is the most embarrassing thing in English class.
I love laughing at motherfuckers who pronounce a word
I
wrong.
I do it.
Like,
I still do it. It's not
that's
fun.
Me.
You know when you had to read organism and you said orgasm to make everyone lol?
No.
My first open mic.
You're crazy for that one. You're like,
I don't think I did it, but I think we would joke about doing
it. Wow. Dude, I was always trying to make bitches laugh.
Me too.
Yeah,
my favorite subject was me.
Yeah, no, I'm like anything that involved me, like cringing it.
Are you guys good students?
Yeah,
yeah.
Not in high school though. It changed in high school. Yeah. Like my last 2 years, it changed. I was a good student. If I want to be good in class, I will.
Mm-hmm.
But I usually don't want to.
Yeah. Right.
Teachers like loved me because they thought they could help me, and it was all a ruse.
Oh my God. I would always start like every marking period or semester like on fire, and they would always be like, you have so much potential. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on? Like,
and
I would be like, my mom's like, dating guys, and then they would just like bump me up.
I would get moved.
I like emphasized my broken home all through high school, just so you guys know.
Good,
it worked.
I just talked too much.
Start strong. It's like a finance job. You start strong, and then when you start slipping, they just get more concerned about you than bad. But if you're bad the whole time, the teachers just don't like you.
Yeah.
But if you show a little bit of like potential intellectualism,
they can switch. Yeah. Exactly.
I don't like when teachers try to save me though. I did not like.
They always try to save
me. When they sit you down and be like, "What's wrong? Shut up, bitch! You're what's wrong."
Oh, even if nothing's wrong, when a teacher asks me what's wrong, I will fill up with tears.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, I'm like, my grandma's old.
And we've got like five more Christmases.
Give me your sob story.
Wait. It's just getting hard. And like, I have play practice like today and every day because it's like every day.
My teachers must have a sob
story. Did any of you guys have an excuse?
I use my parents' divorce. Yeah,
I was always in trouble. I was always in the hall for talking.
Mine was my period. I used my period in gym class.
I would do the period in gym period and the teacher gym. Would go,
"Cause we had helps cramps
to work out. Get out there."
Right.
That's that Arkansas shit.
Yeah.
They made us make up the classes still, though.
Yeah.
Every single class.
You gotta come in the morning.
Right. I'm like, there was nothing you could get away with. So even if you sat out for your period for swimming, you have to come in period zero.
Or you can't graduate.
Yeah, literally.
Go suck my dick.
I was literally about to not graduate.
You had swimming at school?
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's sick.
Insane. And we would have just as much time to get ready as we would for a regular gym class. So we had to swim, get out. Our hair was
soaking wet.
Oh, no, this was so embarrassing. Freshman year, my boyfriend was in my class and they had co-ed. I had the last year of co-ed.
Oh my God, stop.
And I had to go in a bathing suit in front of him. And I was like, ugly.
That's humiliating.
Traumatizing.
That's how I felt about gym clothes. I was like, I don't want to be in my gym.
I know.
And then they had to be like appropriate.
Ew, I know. And so they're like down here.
Oh, the shirts,
like, we used to wear like nothing.
We had like gym shorts that were cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Hip.
They made us look like Amish fucking frumpy motherfuckers.
Original Kiff.
I had like yellow
pants. My gym shirts were tight on the love handles and loose.
I need what's
so tight on the back.
On the love handles.
Yeah.
But my love handles and split hem, I need a split hem.
Mine were like, mine looked like the balls.
I had stretch marks on the side of my three.
You had smother handles.
Huge.
That wasn't love. That was smothering.
I had stretch marks that looked like this. And my boyfriend, who I had to take swimming with, was like, "What are these?" And I was it was my cat. And he was like, in the same place on both sides. And I was like,
You're like, I used to be a tiger.
I know. And now everyone wonders why I have an eating disorder.
My high school boyfriend got stretch marks and I asked him what they were, but I knew, but I was just trying to be rude.
Oh, that's interesting. I'll do that sometimes too. I'll poke at a bear. I'll poke at a bear every so often.
I was poking at a bear. Yeah. I mean, he was eating chilies all the time. And I was like, we need to stop with the chilies.
I was just jealous.
I was jealous.
On that note, I feel like we're synced up, right? Gym class, yada, yada, yada.
Gym class
heroes. I didn't really have a favorite subject. I didn't realize we were supposed to like school until 2 years into college when I was like, you guys chose majors? I thought we were supposed to be cool and indifferent.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Going back, I would probably studied more.
Me too.
Yeah. I wish I was a nerd.
I think I could have been.
Now that it's like cool to be smart and like well read, I'm like, I definitely should have cashed
in. I'm so poorly read.
But I also blame my school. Like, we didn't learn anything interesting. It was all the same basic. Like, all the history stuff we learned was so fucking boring. The English stuff we learned was not like creative at all.
Right.
Like, it was just like
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Reciting To Kill a Mockingbird.
I would never say that out loud.
And
that
I wish. And To Kill a Mockingbird.
And all of your work is just prepping for the SATs. You're just learning how to take a test.
Yeah, I hated the whole standard.
But I would never say, I wish I was smarter or studied more, because then that'll make my parents like be like, "I told you so." So I still gotta stay rebellious.
That's the thing is, my parents wouldn't, because they didn't tell me anything.
They wouldn't give a fuck.
So that's why I didn't study. Yeah, my parents didn't tell me anything.
Oh, my parents did. They were like, "You're gonna wish that you were better in school."
Oh, my parents didn't tell me.
And then they don't help at all.
No, because I was passable enough.
I started like outsmarting. Well, like, I feel like I was like beyond, like, cause, you know, when you ask your parents to help you with your homework at a certain age, and then they can't help you after a certain point.
Oh, yeah, no, totally.
I'm like, you can't tell me what to do.
They can't help me in first grade.
They don't know the quadratic equation.
When I was like, hold on, I forgot this.
She's like, pi is the circumference of the circle, or?
I'm like, it's over. And then she's like, it's not my fault you don't pay attention in class. I'm like, no, because it's boring.
She's like, pi equals one, right? You're like, no, bitch, it's 3.14.
Right. Wait, I have a story before we move on. Mm-hmm. I was so mean to my mom in high school.
Yeah, me
too. I was so mean to my mom. I was falling asleep the other night, and I was remembering a time that I gaslit her in a conversation. And I feel like I've grown as a person.
What'd you do?
Okay,
you do?
So she found like a liquor label in my room or something. Cause I had a handle for a party. And when she confronted me about it, I was like, what did you expect me to do? You leave me alone all the time.
No, it's probably
no, that's good to say. I know. That.
No, that's like if a that's like
did yeah, you apologize after?
I know, but that's like rude behavior.
No, it's no, honesty.
It's their rude behavior. But it's like I hate when moms
act
like
you can't blame your mom for why you shit. In my head, I was at the time I was like, this is evil of you to say.
Did you
you know what I mean? I
did
was like
apologize?
Totally deflecting. I'm just saying that's like behavior that men do on
but
girls.
You
know what I mean?
I know.
But did you feel like you did that because she was always gone?
No, I felt like I was like deflect the blame. Mm.
Okay.
Get it off of
so
you.
That wasn't why you were doing it.
No, I just was drinking after prom.
You were using
okay,
it
so
as
you're
arsenal.
A horrible person.
Stop.
And, actually, smart.
Am I still horrible if I reflect and say I
wedding.
Don't do that anymore?
We don't want
Stop.
You at the wedding. Don't show
Literally.
Up.
Literally, wait.
Don't
I'll
show
just,
up.
Yeah, we're
I'll
gonna just, boycott the wedding.
Wait,
and be like,
you guys,
what did you think we would do?
Do you guys ever look back? Yeah, right. Do you guys ever look back and be like, oh, that was bad behavior?
Uh huh.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I was embarrassed that my mom was gay. And I felt bad. I feel bad now that I'm older. You
right.
think it's funny, Maddie?
No,
you think it's funny?
No, the fun.
Of course you do. You were a homophobe in high school.
Listen to this. What I was going to say was funny. You were embarrassed that your mom was gay. I was laughing because I was just embarrassed of my mom.
Yeah.
She didn't have to be gay. I was just embarrassed of
her. Oh, yeah.
I was like, stop. Like, everything you're doing.
But they did the same
Louisiana
thing. The Sky.
No.
When her mom is mentally challenged and then she like is so embarrassed of her, I was like, this is my mom.
Oh my God, it's heartbreaking.
It's literally made me cry.
But when, you have to remind yourself that when our parents were our age, they were doing the same thing to their mothers.
Yeah,
it's hormonal.
It's hormonal.
They know. They dismiss. They're like, you're going through puberty. It sucks.
Caroline blames everything on her period. It started with gym class.
Yeah, everything.
She's like, what do you think, mom? Her mom finds
like,
a label.
Every time she has an emotion, she's like, the next day she's like, sorry, just got my period.
Yeah.
It's
her
true.
Mom
my
finds
always.
A liquor label. I had my period.
I'm like, I was a bad liar though. My mom would find liquor stuff, and I'd be like, it's not mine, it's somebody else's. And
you're
like,
still a bad liar.
I'm a terrible liar.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm like, fine, I had one drink. My mom would be like, how many drinks did you have? I'm like, fine, I had one. Fine, I had two. Fine, I had 17. Caroline. You're going
to fine, I had 17 and I blew someone.
Yeah. I don't really lie, but I've been getting really good at changing the subject.
Oh.
When there's a topic I really don't want to start. If I feel like there's something about to approach about
we've
something.
Noticed.
I'll just be like,
oh. It doesn't go unnoticed.
Okay, cool. Well, as long as you guys can acknowledge me. And why do you think I'm doing it?
Why do you think I'm doing it? You guys just sit around and shit on my couch all the time.
Yeah, you guys literally took shits on my couch.
My mom found...
That's why I got a new one.
Yeah, my mom found tons of liquor bottles, literally tons. Mm-hmm. I had hidden them in this little attic thing I have. Thank fucking God we had an exchange student the year I went to college.
You blamed it on her?
I didn't even have
student?
To do... This is my thing. My mom is so weird and like dissociative of like alcohol or drinking or anything, drugs. She just thought... She goes, guess what? When Jessica left, I found 40 liquor... She was drinking the whole...
40 liquor
bottles. And I'm like... Really? I'm like, this German exchange student was not drinking raspberry Burnettes like me, bitch. Those
that's
are mine.
That's hilarious.
Blame when it on the immigrants. That's the Arkansas way.
Literally. They're never coming back.
But I was also
get
so
one
careful.
Visit.
Like, you would not find a stitch of...
I think I'm careful, then I'm fucking like...
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I am. Sometimes my mom would start looking. I'm like,
she fucking scoped it out. Like, my mom, yeah. Like, it's like we were fighting once and she threw like a bomb and she was like, I found your bowl, by the way. Like, your, well, yeah. She called it a peace pipe. I was like, you're so
a
lame.
Peace pipe.
You're lucky she didn't call it
a crack like,
pipe.
I was like,
that's
I was
so
like,
Native
I was
American
like,
history.
I was like, pretend that's not. I was like, don't laugh. I was like,
oh. Turning red.
Your dope is
I was
in
like,
here, Maddie.
Yeah, no, you're dope. I found your dope.
She say that, dope.
Yeah, peace pipe. She said that, dope. Like, you're so corny, but whatever.
My mom found we had a hookah at like a house party and we pulled out a hookah because we thought we were so bad,
right.
Just doing the hookah. It's like, no wonder I'm addicted to vaping,
right.
But the coal fell off onto my mom's rug and then we like covered it up, we like did all the
yeah.
Like pulled parts of the rug. My mom, guess what she said? She goes, I told y'all not to do the Ouija board in the living room. She goes, I found a burned singe on the rug. I know y'all were doing candles in the living room. And I'm like, yeah, sorry.
Can such you a unique that? Response. Wow.
She thought we were doing the Ouija board.
Your mom is hilarious.
Doing the Ouija anything. Board. Like, that's a common.
You can just do anything. Yeah, your mom gave you your lie out.
Yes.
Like, you're not
every a liar. She exactly. It was and I just continued. Yeah.
She gave you your way out. Like,
there was have, like, 20 stories like that with her. Yeah.
That's interesting. My mom just, like, always knew and said something, and I'd be like, so what? And then nothing happened. Oh, there was never any discipline.
Yeah.
It was just like, I found this, and I'm like, yeah, so?
See, my mom...
That's mad white.
Circling in the kitchen, like...
What? That's so white. There were consequences in my house.
Mine was no consequences. My mom would just be like, "Well, shut up. I have to watch Nip Tuck." And then she'd go, and you're like, "Okay."
My mom, bye.
Like, she was on a weight loss journey too. Like, she didn't give a fuck what I do.
All Spanish moms have like a boomerang sandal. It just comes back to them. They just throw it at your head and all of a sudden it's back. Like, and then it hits your shin. Yeah. And all of a sudden it's back. And then it goes to your back.
And then you have to like let it hit and stops. Pretend it didn't hit you and just keep walking.
But you also have to cry too. You also have to show. Like,
no, I wouldn't cry. I'd be like,
but you have to, this is the thing about a Spanish household. You have to cry
to show them that it hurts.
But then you also have to stop crying when they ask you to stop crying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if not, then they'll say, I'll give you something to cry about.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And now.
Give me something to cry
about. And now that's how men speak during sex. And everything's getting very confusing.
Oh, yeah. The mixed messages I got from my parents. Are
and then I say, God. You must love me. Yeah, if you're talking to me like that.
Yeah.
And then your brain's like, I don't know what to do. The fuse attached to him. Okay, so should we move on to our next segment?
Yes.
Stuart, what's the speed dating preview?
Seggy. I have some X-rated ones from gays.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
That's
one out of four people here.
I know. Well, when someone said, what do you do if you like someone but they shit on your dick? Which I'm not going to answer.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I'm not really part of that community, but you know me. I really don't do butt stuff.
Fine. Okay, but I'll do
butt stuff person, so I can't even.
But I'll do this one, this G-rated one that that someone sent, which is, what do you do if you're dating someone? You're like 6 months in. Not 6 months in, but you're still not official.
Okay.
And you wake up crazy early. Like, you're like a six. None of us are really like this here. Are you an early riser?
No. Inconsistent. No.
I'm inconsistent.
Okay, you like wake up early. Even if you wake up at like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
But this person like wakes up at like 7.
Mm-hmm.
The BF, the boyfriend, not official yet, wants to sleep like till like 1.
I don't know.
After like a long night.
Oh, that's hard.
That's hard.
I have been there.
I know. I've been on both sides.
It's hard because you feel like you've lived a whole day.
I know. I've been on both sides. Okay, so we'll answer later.
I hate waiting for motherfuckers to wake up.
Me too. It's so, I'm like, make it my game.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm.
But recently I've been sleeping later. Recently I've been sleeping.
Yeah. Basically, I'll sleep when I like need that much sleep, but occasionally you want to wake up early and.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Motherfuckers don't.
I know.
All right, we'll talk about that later. Okay, so what is next on the docket?
Let's do celeb first impressions.
First impressions. Know the name of the game. We are bringing celebrity news to the stage, but you have to deliver it with the first impression. Y'all ready to wild out?
I'm ready to wild out.
Old school, wild out. New school, wild out.
Is that how it goes?
Clap it up for Ashlyn. Clap it up.
Woo! I go first?
Yeah.
All right.
How was that? I think I could host Wildin' Out.
I thought you did.
Just to be honest.
I thought you did. Guys.
Okay. I could do it. I'd be cheating.
All right, here.
This is a new game, a fan favorite. It's called Kick 'em Out the Classroom.
Pick up and kill it. Kick 'em out the classroom.
Kick 'em out.
Is goofy.
I was trying to be. It's called Kick 'em Out the Classroom.
Is that
what?
You look like you died at the end.
Damn, I think my face looks different than I think in that. It's called Kick 'em Out the Classroom.
You sound like a newscaster. That's the final.
In my head, I'm like, I sound just like Nick Cannon. Okay, this dude.
All I hear is like a thunderstorm coming.
Ready? I got a brand new game for y'all. Make some noise for your Wild Out goddesses. And this next game is a quickly becoming a fan favorite, and it's called kick him out the classroom.
Okay. Now you look like a grandpa newscaster.
With your vest on. Like, what is that?
Really?
You're it's like, okay. Bring your umbrellas because you never know when it's going to rain.
I'm Dan Rather. CBS 2 News.
I understand. I always thought it was...
Was okay. Who's your impression?
That was Nick Cannon.
Oh,
that was supposed to be Nick Cannon.
Yeah, but what's... Okay.
It wasn't good. Okay. All right, let's move on. Let's cut that part out. Or whatever. No, I don't want people to see... Reset. What are we doing? We're playing first impressions.
Yeah.
I'm going.
You're supposed to go.
Are you guys mad?
Let's go.
She's being a newscaster. I wasn't gonna interrupt talent. That's raw talent.
Raw.
We are talent scouts.
I know it when I see it.
The game is called First Impressions. And it is a fun one. So clap it up for Ashlyn.
Alright, here you go. Alright. I just don't see what the problem is. Just taking some money from here to take it over there.
Bill Clinton, Obama, mm-mm. Elon Musk.
You know, I've made a couple of mistakes. Kanye. But
Brett Favre?
Yes!
Wait, what? Really?
Wait, what?
Sports. Team
What's going
sports?
On with What is going on with Brett Favre? And why do you he know that? Like, that's amazing.
I saw a headline. And, really? Like, and
what's going on?
He's like...
He took... $5 million.
I was insulting your sports knowledge. I just don't know anything about this.
He took $5 million from welfare from Mississippi and used that money
to build
a volleyball stadium for his daughter's team.
I smell laundering or something.
$5 million from welfare from Mississippi that doesn't even have clean water right now.
No water for volleyball.
How do you do that and not think you're going to get caught? Like, everyone always wants receipts. You can't just take money and not... Like,
you
all
know
these
you're
going to
get caught.
Like,
you just want to dance on the edge. Like, yeah, you at Sephora.
Absolutely.
You just think you're bigger than that.
Enough money to build that anyway? He's an A-list athlete.
Yeah.
So what's going on here?
I just think he's probably someone who... can you also check if he's ever been in any allegations?
Or maybe his accountant just took a shit ton of money where they could and spent it unknowingly. He doesn't strike me as like a, what's the word?
Evil? Well, he hasn't come out with any like reason as to why he did that. They're kind of trying to keep it like on the DL.
Wait,
he's probably someone who probably feels like
I need to call my manager and talk about some of my finances.
Yeah,
you need to get on welfare.
I'm like,
who paid for the new couch?
Welfare money.
Stop, guys. We should probably stop recording for a second. I'm running from the government. To be honest,
in plain sight,
you couldn't run from the government. You're always posting where you at.
I know, that's the other thing. I'm
you'll
like,
literally be at Richmond, Virginia. Like,
it's
up,
not
bitch.
Even catch me if you can. It's just like you can
catch me because you can
catch me. All you need to see is one document.
I'm caught. I'm caught. So okay, that's cool.
Is it cool?
Who else?
That's cool.
Oh wait, yes. Let's see.
What's my first impression?
Okay, I'll do mine.
Okay.
Wow, what a crazy run this has been. No matter what the media says, the blood, sweat, and tears that we all put on my British accent is so bad right now.
The blood, sweat, and tears,
sweat,
Harry Styles.
And tears that we put on our backs for this production to make it happen.
Chris Pine?
Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh.
Oh, she's a Brit?
Yeah.
I always forget that.
She never does Brit.
What's her deal?
What happened with her and Zach Braff? Oh, well, remember they were like, we knew it was going to be talked about a lot, so we just slid out. Remember?
Yeah.
They were like, we became so talked about that we broke up secretly.
They broke up, but I'm talking about Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? What happened? There's
feuding on the set.
On the set of Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah, I saw that. Didn't Harry Styles
and they
like
blood,
spit on someone?
I think it was no.
That was fake press.
But it was funny.
Yeah. But everyone thinks Olivia and Harry are broken up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she was dancing at a show like last night.
Well, so they're just fucking and Florence Pugh got mad, like, or was it a distraction or like what?
Oh God, you haven't heard about it at all?
I know nothing.
Like, I really feel so stupid even saying it because
I really hate this drama
so much. There's all this drama. Basically, I hate this so much because the movie was actually really good.
I have to see it.
I don't think it deserved all this like hate from like everyone and all these people just like lashing out. But basically what happened was Olivia Wilde was the director. Florence Pugh was supposed to be the star. Shia LaBeouf was also supposed to be the star. Florence, I guess there was all this like discrepancy whether Shia LaBeouf even knew he was supposed to be in the film or not. Him and Florence.
So Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, he's like, I might be.
So then Shia quit the project.
Oh, yeah, I read
that. Then Olivia Wilde said, I fired him because there were scheduling conflicts.
Right.
She fired him? Is she the
director?
And
she said she chose Florence over him, pretty much. And then he was like, that's not true. Florence is the one that always had the scheduling. He released all the texts of him on Florence. Yeah.
There was
texts,
really?
And then there was a call, a recorded call where Olivia Wilde was like, trying to beg him to come back on the project. So then all that all happened. Then the press tour was insane. Florence wouldn't look at Olivia.
Yeah.
They cut the one black girl completely out of the...
Why?
I don't know. She's in a big part. She's a huge part, but like she doesn't have... She said they cut almost half of my scenes. And Olivia Wilde has like a million scenes of her like smoking a cig, screaming at a kid.
Ew.
So I don't know. I don't really care. I actually really liked it.
I heard Harry Styles, like they're coming for Harry Styles a little bit.
I didn't think he was bad, but.
I would like everyone to know that I would love to get into acting and I'm available and easy to work with.
Yeah.
So I don't know what all this drama is.
That's the other thing. It's like people get caught up in like relationships, like in their workplace now. I'm like, bruh, you will not find me doing that ever again. So employ me, because
employ
to me, that shit is like wackadoodle.
Yeah. It happens a lot.
I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
Absolutely. People are crazy.
It happens all the time, but I just feel like once you go through it, you're like, no.
I feel bad for Florence, though, because I actually think the movie was good, and I think Florence doesn't pick roles that will embarrass her, and I think this embarrassed her.
Really? Well, maybe just the press.
The press.
I don't think her her acting.
No, she's amazing in the film.
Yeah.
I just
and film is a stretch. It's obviously a Harry Styles
movie. You mean
she
got like memeified a little bit?
No, all this press, all these people were like, Florence isn't looking at Olivia. I mean, it was insane.
Totally. It's insane.
I didn't even try to know about this, and I know every single part. I could have not.
Okay. Watching something like this, I'm like, I don't want no drama on set. You know what? I'm like, not going
to
be drama.
But this is what happens when a girl bus flies too close to the sun.
And when you're a true artist, love is love.
Tell that to, what's her name?
And that too.
Wait, that picture of Tom Cruise in the fucking... Top Gun in the beginning.
To the sun.
Flying too close to the sun.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so the first scene when he's flying into the sun.
Yeah.
I was telling Caroline that was when we were driving a Helium Buffalo. That's what that was.
That was you flying too close to the sun. Yeah, you were a terrifying driver then.
It was so bright too.
It was so bright.
We were flying into the sun.
Like going
and I was spiraling in the back.
Yeah, it was going. And we won't say why.
No.
Anyway, okay, ready for my first impression?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's very niche. Okay. So, good luck. It's a two-person. Wow. Okay, so, hey. It's good to see you.
Hey.
Okay, Hannah, hey. Oh, me. Okay.
Oh. Did you just warm up as if you haven't been screaming on this podcast the entire time?
I'm like, yeah. Ooh. Okay.
Oh my god.
It really is. It's good to see you. It's good to see you too.
Kanye and Kim seeing each other.
But it's a couple. It's an ex-couple.
Okay.
Armie Hammer and
his wife.
No.
Keep going. No, let her keep going, please. Okay. I want to see her play two people.
I'm the cool girl. And I've always been the cool girl. I'm on a show on TV, or I used to be, and I dated this guy who's right next to me. Hey, we were on a show where there's one guy and a lot of girls.
Zooey Deschanel.
We reunited.
Friends.
At a show. Hey, I used to be cool, but I fell off and I
Ben
fly
Affleck?
Planes. No.
You fly planes?
Yes.
John Travolta.
No, reality TV. Reality TV.
Reality TV.
He flies planes, he's got to be healthy. Think of someone healthy.
Tom Cruise?
And she just sits there like...
Wait, I can't remember.
Okay, this one was mostly for Stuart.
I'm so sorry.
It was Peter Weber and Kylie Flanagan.
Oh, I literally just saw that they were back together. Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
No, not at all. My impressions were terrible.
That was horrible. But I did just read.
I'm a girl and I'm cool.
I fly planes.
That's what she is. She's like, I'm cool.
I was racking my brain, like, did a Real Housewife's husband fly a plane?
Yeah, I didn't.
But close.
I was like, does a Jersey Shore person fly a plane? If so, get them out of the air. Wait, Peter Weber and Kelly Flanagan.
Yeah.
Who are they?
She does the Bachelor
style. Is the like OG lip filler girl?
I was just thinking, like, I have not had a Bachelor moment in like 3 years now.
I know. That was like the last one I watched.
That was fun. Back because, when the Bachelor was fun.
Remember Maddie? She's like doing all those Christian videos now. That Maddie girl? Did you see the TikTok?
She's like, Jesus is the only one that can sustain.
Yeah. And she's wearing like a jacket.
Yeah.
She's just beautiful long hair. She's actually beautiful.
I hate her so much. I hate her so much.
Right. No, I hate her, but she's beautiful.
Jesus.
She looks like Hope
Hicks. Yeah, she does look like Hope Hicks.
Okay, Caroline.
Shout out to Hope Hicks.
Shout out, girl.
Always wore a full face of makeup.
That was a terrible impression. I apologize.
It's okay.
But Peter and Kelly are back together. Yay.
Okay. Should we move over to the Patreon?
Yeah, let's switch.
Yes.
See you over there.
And Caroline, we'll see you at the Patreon. And what is your first impression?
Oh, you want me to do mine first? Okay. I'm like so happy. You know, I bring the baby home.
Adriana Baldwin, or whatever the fuck her name
is. Oh, Hilaria.
And Mama.
Oh, Hilaria.
Adriana Baldwin.
I'm like, how you say?
Cucumber.
Cucumber. Mm-hmm. I bring the baby home and it's good for us.
This was good.
I didn't know she was preg.
Again.
Yeah.
Did you guys know she was preg?
How old is she?
Oh, okay.
It's her eighth kid, right?
40s.
Seventh kid.
She's 30, late 30s. Right?
No, I think she's like 45 or something.
Yeah, really? She's in her 50s.
Let's look at Arb.
Hilaria Baldwin?
Yeah.
Let's look at Arb.
She's 38.
Baldwin is still...
She's 38. She's
what?
Like...
What?
Yeah, she got in with him when she was young.
Yeah.
And then yoga she started type. Popping
Her
him
body
out.
Is fire.
She's a pretty lady, but she's like, you know... I don't know why she keeps having babies.
Because she wants to stick with Alec Baldwin.
And it keeps her in the...
She's anchoring
it keeps
him.
Her in the press. It's her content. The more babies she has, the more content.
In the Spanish culture, you know, you just have a lot of babies.
Absolutely. She identifies as Puerto Rican.
She's just doing what she does.
I actually watched Ireland's roast of him.
Oh, wait. I just watched clips of that recently, too. That's funny.
It must have come up on my, like, coming up on my...
There was a TikTok of some girl being like, Ireland and Alec have always had the weirdest relationship.
It's so weird, but she goes for her fucking dick. She goes for the jugular. I'm like, this is iconic roasting. No one talks about the Ireland Baldwin roast.
Is that the one?
No one does.
Do they have a weird relationship? Because was he the one that cursed her out?
Mean to her.
He called her and left her a voicemail. Was like, you're a pig.
Yeah.
He was like, "You're 12." She was 12.
She was crazy.
Yeah.
I think she was like a bitch and said something. But the way he overreacted on the voicemail is like absolutely insane.
Yeah, he sounded cuckoo bananas.
He's probably like,
I heard Bill Murray is crazy.
Yeah.
Duh. I've been talking about this for 10 years.
No one
believes women. Bill Murray is fucking insane.
I never told you about this.
Well, I used to talk about it on my podcast that no one listened to almost every week.
So bring it over here because I saw a TikTok that said he's like.
A lot of people have said he's abusive. Angelica Houston said like he hit her on set.
Yeah.
Lucy Liu said he was horrible to work with. She almost left the movie because he was so bad.
Really?
And everyone's like, I can't stand Bill Murray.
I stand, but Bill Murray's bartending in Greenpoint.
Everyone's getting to kill only.
His son, whose name is Homer. LOL. LMAO.
LMAO. LMAO.
LMFAO.
His son owns a restaurant called Homer in Greenpoint.
Right.
So Bill Murray's like always walking around. And I'm like, you won't fool me. I'm not going to wear an Urban Outfitters t-shirt with your face, sir.
Yep. No, sir.
Take that.
You will not fool me.
Take that.
You will not fool me. Anyone who has like a Bill Murray print in their apartment.
I would never suck your dick if you had a... Nope. That's my speed dating.
I see that. I decide not to blow you. Sorry.
If you are a Bill Murray stan as a man, that is worse to me than being like... A Joe Rogan head.
Yeah. I don't mind a Joe Rogan head. I don't mind. Well, I don't know. I'm not on the market anymore.
A head?
Joe Rogan head.
Personally.
No, someone that sometimes tunes in is fine, but a Joe head?
At least they're occupied.
No.
That's what I say.
Maddie's got to stay open. She can't be knocking them down and being like,
seriously. Because I got to stay open just to nice, normal men. So if they happen to watch Joe Rogan, bring it on.
Maddie's like, I don't care if you watch Joe. I just will not like to be yelled at.
Right. Absolutely.
That's important.
Also, Joe Rogan, that's like 3 hours a week. Like, it comes out a lot.
Yeah.
That means he'll be occupied doing
three hours a week.
True.
Right?
Yeah. If he makes you listen to it on a car ride.
I would just say as long as we don't, early in the relationship, I would say as long as we don't listen to it on a road trip, and he would know to get it done before we go on the road trip.
Then you're going to be balls deep on your way to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In the car.
Well, I would say.
And he'll be playing the Kanye episode.
I refuse. Anyone got more impressions?
I had a few, but.
Okay, go ahead.
I had damn girl, that booty look nice.
Why, ho? Or, wait, what?
I gotta say, your booty is just beautiful.
Booty.
Oh, wait, keep going.
I will just regret not telling you that.
Oh, Adam Levine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ew. He's being memeified.
More people have memed that than anything I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Poor. Oh.
I feel like he doesn't care. And like his wife, I'm like.
I don't think she cares.
What's going on there?
I think artists have open relationships. There is no way.
If you're that rich, you want to fuck everyone.
Right. Yeah. If girls are literally throwing underwears at you, you know what I mean? Like, how are you going to be able to be like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm in love. Like, I can't. Like,
absolutely. You know?
Like,
and
I think
she's hot, too.
I hate all the women.
She gets to go backstage and meet a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So I would fuck, too, if I was a backstage meeting everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a contract.
I'd be like, I'm Adam Levine's wife. Fuck me.
It's a contract of sorts.
Yeah.
Probably.
That, it's power.
Absolutely.
It's like Sopranos. It's however, like she has the power. Who cares what he does?
I feel like they just
going to name it.
They just get mad when they find out. You know what I mean? Or they
better
make it
public, that she found out before.
Or they humiliate you embarrass them. Me. Yeah. Like, because that, like, Carmella knew, you know? Carmella always knew Tony was out there. But when it got to the house, you know, when the girl called
the house.
Yeah. That's what
don't be calling
out.
The house. Don't be TikToking.
I have something to say related to this kind of topic.
Okay.
When people are like, maybe call me conservative, but when people are like, hey, if your fiance is partying in Nashville this weekend for his bachelor party.
No, I think that's horrible.
I think that's horrible.
No, that's horrible.
I'm like,
that's
if
different.
That's my fiance and it goes viral.
I wouldn't believe it.
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
I could have not known and we could have had a wonderful
Snakes.
Life.
He's fine.
And now
to
we
do
can't
whatever.
Stay together the- because you humiliated both of us.
Yeah.
I would hope that you wouldn't do that to us. Or me, if I'm fucking wiling out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that trend is dying, I hope. I'm just going to start doing it and be like, if your husband's name is Jake and he has blonde hair and he's from South Carolina.
And make you get people
and
thinking.
And gaslight and be like, just kidding. This is all a sham.
You could just do fake ones. You could just do fake ones and make them
people
funny.
Would die.
Just go funny. on and on yeah. and just be funny. Because that's how it is. You're just like, I would hope that if I'm wiling out at my bachelorette party, it doesn't get posted on fucking TikTok.
Or yeah, also the snaky. Other one where they're like, if your name is Kendra and you have friends that are like Ashley, Samantha,
oh
they were talking about, like,
I know.
Bitch, mind your fucking business.
I know. Now this bitch has no friends. We're always talking about each other. Yeah. Fuck you. This is how it all works.
Shout out to all men.
People
you're
cheat
no longer
at their bachelorette parties and
you're
they go
no
and marry
safe
that bitch.
In Nashville or Vegas. If you want to go to... Now, if you want to go to
What's
Europe, I don't think
Europe?
Anyone's going to tell anyone.
Yeah, because they don't have service. So run to Europe
talk shit.
If you want to fuck around.
Shut the fuck up. We're just talking shit.
Yes.
And now you've hurt her feelings.
And how do you not know if she went if he went to a bachelor party and his girl was like, do whatever you want. I just seriously don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And now it's all over TikTok.
It's public shame.
I don't know. I feel like I sound conservative.
And if she stays,
like,
the people
like, FYI, if your boyfriend is partying in Austin, he's cheating it.
I know.
Like, by the way, if you're cheating with him and blah, 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 you're annoying me.
I'm like, I'm also just like, let her find out on her own terms that he's bad.
I would be like, my husband's ugly.
Like,
that's on you.
Go eat some wings.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm like, ew.
My fiance's hideous.
I'm like,
do
I
it.
Don't respect you.
Like, oh,
I'm like, ew, you hooked up with him?
Give him chlamydia. Give him a little edge.
Yeah, seriously. I fully agree.
His dick barely works.
Everyone thinks everything's their business. That's the thing. I'm being a hero and telling you're not being a hero.
Because, well, people do put their business out there. So it's like some people are.
Yeah,
and this isn't
gossip.
Adam Levine.
Yeah.
This is
no. This is people.
Jake from State Farm. At best.
Jake from State Farm.
At best. Now Jake from State Farm.
He can get it. Literally last night, I was talking to someone about how he can get it.
He can get it.
He's cute.
Oh, I think about him almost daily.
He's cute.
I wish he did stand up.
Maybe he does.
He
I'll make
start
his dick
it.
Stand up.
Ooh!
Hey.
I'll make his polo pop.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up. Where can we find you guys?
You can find me with my huge ass titties at Woodshop Class. Hey. Bitch, cut them off. Rap, rap, rap. Little gum on the track. Done.
Gum on the track.
Gum on the track.
Hey.
You can find me at the Costco food court just guzzling hot dogs, burnt
guzzle, hot dogs. Guzzle, guzzle, guzzle. Slip it in, baby. You can catch me there as well. And you can also catch me.
Well, that's a good question.
You guys, you can catch me joining the cast of SNL for my amazing impression of Kelly and Peter.
Yeah. There you go. Wow. 1 minute. Okay.
And your impression of Nick Cannon.
That too. It's called Kick Him Out the Clutch.
Caroline, where can we find you? Just like
you can find me in my pita pocket.
Okay. Okay. Cute. See you in there. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.